You are listening to the End of the Day podcast with Carrie Watterson, episode 47. The End of the Day podcast is a show for people who want to better understand the mind-body connection so they can stop sabotaging their own happiness and success. It's a place where we geek out about the science behind why we do what we do so we can change what we want in an emotionally healthy and sustainable way. I'm your host, Life and Mindset Coach Carrie Watterson. Each week, I'll share tools and concepts to help you see through the thinking that's been holding you back in your relationships, your work, and your life. If you're ready to own your thoughts, if you're ready to move on from your past, if you're ready to stop wishing and actually start doing, this podcast is for you. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of The Weekly Three. The Weekly Three is a series where I bring you three thoughts, tools, or concepts to help you on your journey, but in a condensed format so you can get what you need and move on with your day with renewed hope, determination, and commitment to your own personal growth. This week's topics: 1, the power of perspective; 2, expanding your toolbox; 3, we're all works in progress. Let's get started. 1, the power of perspective. We don't see things as they are. We see them as we are. Attributed to Anais Nin. When we're able to see the truth of this statement, we know where our work is. We can only help ourselves to the edges of the beliefs we're willing to challenge, untangle, let go, and explore. If this is your work to do, know there will likely be stages to your healing, stages where you may need different types of support depending on where you are in your journey. My journey has included many rounds with different therapists throughout the years, medication for depression, anxiety, reflective journaling, a regular gratitude practice, deep self-compassion, shame, and vulnerability work, coaching with coaches, self-coaching, continuing to learn to heal both mind and body, the practice of loving awareness, mirror work, reparenting and inner child work, shadow work. When my mind becomes overwhelmed by news of political divisiveness and the unspeakable atrocities we're inflicting upon each other throughout the world, when my instinctive response is to question the goodness and kindness of humanity, when I find myself retreating within and contracting out of self-preservation, and then fighting my way back to openness and witnessing, I take newborn, stumbling, faltering steps toward connection, empathy, compassion, determination through a fumbling but earnest meditative practice of loving kindness. The willingness to remember, no, maybe to believe that we don't see things as they are, we see them as we are, actually fills me with hope. It allows me to keep going. Because if what I see is only hurt, suffering, hopelessness, despair, powerlessness, apathy, divisiveness, then I know those are areas in my own world seeking loving care and attention. Once I give that attention to myself, I always, always see the world differently, because I see myself differently. And the more I continue to do this work internally, the more I'm able to finally see where I can use my unique gifts to do my part and make a meaningful contribution to the world. That has been the truest gift. And for that, I'll be forever grateful. If this is your work to do, maybe start with reading that quote again and asking yourself, how could that be true? And how could that knowledge empower me in my own life? The quote again: we don't see things as they are, we see them as we are. 2. Expand your toolbox. The law of instrument, or the law of the hammer, or Maslow's hammer or gavel, or golden hammer, it's a cognitive bias that involves an over-reliance on a familiar tool. Maslow said, "I remember seeing an elaborate and complicated automatic washing machine for automobiles that did a beautiful job of washing them. But it could only do that, and everything else that got into its clutches was treated as if it were an automobile to be washed. I suppose it is tempting, if the only tool you have is a hammer, to treat everything as if it were a nail." It's human nature to rely on something until it loses effectiveness. Then we get nervous and start looking for the next, quote, tool. But did the original tool lose effectiveness, or might we have been relying on it too heavily? When we get serious about inner healing and our personal growth and development, it can be exciting to find a tool or concept that seems to change everything for us. But there will come a point where over-reliance on one tool will make you feel like you're stuck again. If this is you right now, nothing's gone wrong. It's just an opportunity to pause and zoom out. Are you using a hammer when another tool might be more appropriate? Is it possible because you have a hammer, your mind feels compelled to find all the things that need fixing? At the beginning of my own journey, I was so grateful to have found Mindset Work, but because I didn't have balance, I was spending so much time in my head. I worked with a coach who helped me to balance metacognitive techniques with mindfulness practices. Now, when I sense I'm thinking too much about my thinking, I know it's time to step away and bring myself back to the present. It's time to get outside, to listen to the sounds, to notice the colors around me, to get curious and delight in nature and my surroundings. If you feel stuck or down about your own growth lately, take a breath. Step back. Maybe take a walk. Look around you. Utilize your 5 senses. And when you're ready, ask yourself if you might be trying to use one hammer, thinking everything is a nail. 3. We're all works in progress. We can be strong in one area and working on ourselves in another. We all have insecurities. When we stop making ours mean something personally lacking about ourselves, we'll realize there's no need for shame and we can focus on healing and growth. It can feel extremely vulnerable to leave our place of strength and intentionally choose to become a novice again to work on another area that's important to us for growth. It goes against our wiring to choose discomfort and uncertainty over the perceived, quote, safety and predictability of the comfort zone. But as you know, stagnation lives in the comfort zone, and there will come a time when the stagnation itself will feel like the true assault on our psyche. When we focus on building our foundation first, we grow our inner peace and confidence. We get to know ourselves better. And when we have a stronger, healthier sense of self, we're more equipped to provide ourselves with the emotional support we'll need, including the courage to forego shame and self-judgment, as we work on our more vulnerable, challenging areas of growth. It's hard to move forward toward our big goals and dreams or toward the things that we'd like to work on about ourselves if we're constantly battling ourselves. But once we do the inner work to build that strong foundation, we take ownership of our lives again. That's why foundational mindset work is my passion, because I know exactly how it feels to try so many things only to end up right back where you started. As a foundational mindset coach, I help my clients see through their thinking and work on building the fundamentals again. Fundamentals like self-worth, self-compassion, self-trust, self-acceptance, self-validation, self-confidence, self-belief, self-acceptance, self-motivation, self-love, self-assurance, self-actualization. If you think you might need to revisit the fundamentals for your mental and emotional health and well-being, I invite you to check out episode 18 of the podcast, where I talk about the importance of foundational mindset work. Lastly, I'd like to leave you with a powerful quote that I think ties in so well with this week's weekly threes. I can tell you I found it on Pinterest. You might have heard of it. It's very popular, but I don't know who the original author is. So if you know, you can just email me and I'll make sure I credit it properly in the show notes. Here's the quote. Get in the habit of asking yourself, does this support the life I'm trying to create? I love that quote so much because it helps me to almost instantly remember what I'm actually doing here. If I am spiraling in depression, I'm creating so much suffering for myself with my thoughts, asking myself, does this support the life I'm trying to create? Helps me to remember, wait a second, what I'm doing now is actually creating my future. If I'm creating my own suffering with my thoughts, might it be a good time to look for ways to help myself through so that I can move forward with creating the future that I want? When I do that, when I make that shift, for example, let's say I'm having a depressed day and I can't seem to get out of my head, even getting up, going outside, going for a walk, or talking it through with somebody, or journaling, or whatever the method of support that I might need that might help me through that, I can look at that and say, actually, working through that is supporting the life that I'm trying to create. You know, you can look at anything that you are doing or not doing and just ask yourself that question, not from a place of judgment, not from a place of where you think that you need to whip yourself back into shape so you can be, productive and start producing in the world. That's not what the goal of that quote is for me. The goal of that quote is just to kind of bring awareness almost instantaneously to where I am in the present moment. And it's a great act of kindness to be able to say, when I compare it to where I would love to be or where I'm hoping to be, either on an emotional level, personal growth level, it helps me get on track much faster. Okay. All right, everyone. That is it for this week's weekly three. Thank you so much as always for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I hope you guys have a fantastic week and I will talk to you next time. Bye.
Coaching isn't just for athletes or for select people. It's for anyone who wants support while doing the work to grow. Hi, I'm Life and Mindset Coach Carrie Watterson. If you've ever wondered what it would be like to work with a coach, I invite you to sign up for a free 90-minute deep dive coaching call with me so you can experience firsthand how working on your mindset will forever change your life. If what you've been doing so far hasn't been working, let's talk. I offer one-on-one coaching sessions for 3 to 6 months. I help you see where your thoughts are tripping you up and keeping you from the life you want. Go to carriewatterson.com or email me at carrie@carriewatterson.com to book your free call this week. That's carriewatterson.com. If you're not following me on Instagram, that's where I regularly share tips, tools, and resources on all things mindset and mindfulness. My new Instagram name is @_thisonelife. That's @_thisonelife. At the end of the day, we have one life. How do you want to live yours? Think about it. And then let's get to work.